sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've kind of like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mom. What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It's your boy coming at you on the 1-2 from the JMC Boland BNB live, but in fact pre-recorded. So we're out today. We're listening to Four Little Diamonds by Electric Light Orchestra, also known as ELO. And that's it's a very specific request by our very special guest today, who joined us last week. On our drunk podcast. Fun fact, we're all still drunk. It's been a week. It's been insane. It's been unbelievable. But the person who requested that was our very special guest, like I said, momentarily ago, Dion. Dion Gleason. What's up, my man?
Bitches, I'm like the Empire Strikes.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Sorry, come at me again with that one time. You're like the what?
I'm like the Empire Strikes because I'm back, bitches.
Oh, there it is.
That was good. That was good.
There it is.
That was
good. You're back from Hoth. You're ice cold. I love it.
Oh.
I love it. He's chewing. He's chewing on something. We'll get to that in a second. It's by wonderful sponsors. But to my left, as always, here at the JMC Ball and B&B, he's wearing a muscle top today.
No, it's my first tank top. I don't know
if I've ever seen you in a tank top before.
No, I never wear clothes, shirts.
You never wear clothes, never.
Like, I've
lived with you for 4 years.
I always wear sleeves. And this is the first time I've worn a shirt, a tank, and I'm loving it.
It's unbelievable. And you know what? You look good. I'm going to put that out.
Thank you.
I'm going to put that out.
It looks like he's worked out
solid
today.
Jesse, put your dick away.
And I did work out today. Thank you.
Jesse, did you work out today?
I moved a few pallets of stock.
Yeah, it shows. it really shows. Yeah. Chris, did you work out today?
Your calves look great.
Yeah. Did you work out today?
Only my wrist.
Yeah, it shows.
Thank you.
Yeah, it shows.
Great forearm strength. And speaking of forearm strength, we've got Chris with us today.
I am
also part of the JMC Baller B&B.
Chris,
the C component.
I am so drunk.
You are Chris. You're still drunk from last week.
It is so unbelievable.
For everyone playing at home, we are still drunk.
Yeah,
we recorded these back to back. It's been an entire week. But I mean, not only do we have Dion Gleason, the incredible man that he is, but we have something very special today with us. It's the child. The child from The Mandalorian. Sorry?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, hi, hello, how are you? Stop it. You sweet.
He's so adorable.
Jesse, move your hand away from that part of the body.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think it's supposed to make that noise.
Not okay.
That one, he's so damn goddamn cute.
Why does Jesse only have three fingers? I thought humans had four fingers. Why does he have three fingers? I don't understand.
You have to unlock the others.
I'm going to have to announce this as the only Asian of the group.
Get out.
As the only Asian.
Before I get out, I know I feel it, and I'm probably look like it now, but I'm feeling the Asian glow. Am I looking red right now?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm feeling quite red.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of in your eyes.
Oh, it's my eyes. That's not normal, like the red eyes.
Well, I mean, but you have red eyes at this point in the night.
All the time. It's 1:30 in the morning and I'm red eyes. Anyway,
You are red eyes. Yeah,
okay.
I'm either tired or drunk.
You're
red eyes, black dragon. That was the Yu-Gi-Oh one, right?
Black dragon.
That was the opposite, right? Because there's blue eyes, white dragon. Was there not red eyes, black dragon?
Did you just assume my Aryan identity?
Not today.
Ah, it's okay.
Yeah,
good.
Either way, the Asian glow's here, and it's going to be here for a while.
Anyway, let's talk about the child for a moment, Mandalorian.
We haven't seen it yet.
We have not seen the most recent episode, and at the time of recording this, the most recent episode was in fact episode 5.
13.
So it's very exciting to, because everyone's raving about this episode. I'm very excited for it. But let's just talk about The Mandalorian for a moment, which you can see on Disney Plus for $8.99 a month if you haven't had your free trial.
Fuck me. Yet. Jesus Christ. Dion, I'm going to let you in on something here. Every podcast
they
we
didn't
do,
see coming. They didn't see coming.
Jesse finds a way to plug some company that's not sponsoring him.
Is that why he was talking about the Shockmaster Fuck 5000?
Yeah, that was on a different.
That actually
was on
might be sponsoring him.
They're actually sponsored. Like, they're actually
yeah, that was on our neighbors' podcast. All around the bend. So we'll get to that at some point or another. But speaking of the Mandalorian,
I'm a nurse.
Hold on. What's that sound? That sounds...
I'm a nurse.
Hold on. I heard something. What was that in the back? Oh, my God.
That sounds like a nurse.
You know what that sounds like? You know what that sounds like? I mean, there are echoes of a nurse, but I feel like that's on its shapes. Chicken flavor. Is that... Am I getting that?
What's he talking about? I don't know.
There's a nurse for me.
I can't help but feel his mouth used to be on the curb.
Baby got it.
Baby knows what's up.
Yeah, it's a shapes chicken flavor.
It's a shapes chicken flavor.
Yeah.
If everything...
Yeah, don't mess with baby. Don't mess with baby.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No one's going to mess with baby. No one. From The Mandalorian.
So if
Disney Plus, $8.99 a month if you ain't.
If we're opening with The Mandalorian, you mean this logically means we have to go into a Star Wars rant.
Oh, let's do it.
Rant, you mean?
And no one hates Star Wars more than fucking Star Wars fans.
That is so true.
Isn't that crazy? Like, people don't care about Star Wars.
Okay, so controversial. I actually enjoyed the new trilogy of Star Wars.
Even more controversial. What, my favorite Skywalker? Star Wars movie was episode 3.
Because it's the best one. That's fucking why.
Is it not fantastic?
That's not controversial. The internet fucking loves Anakin now.
Well, but is that not fantastic though? Like the episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, is a great fucking.
Actually,
episode.
To be fair, the latest one actually I thought was actually probably on par.
Skywalker, you guys like
that. Yeah, I like
it. It was on par. One. So you reckon the Rise of Skywalker was in fact on par?
I really liked Rise of Skywalker.
Really?
Now I want to tell you guys a little bit of a life hack I learned is when I needed to get to sleep at night, I used to go down to my nearest chemist, Terry White, and I used to buy a packet of
Scissor.
24 right. Rest of it tablets. And I used to swallow a few of them. I used to go to sleep right away. But instead, since 2017, all I do is I put The Last Jedi on.
Right.
And within 20 minutes, I'm done.
Gone.
Like, yeah.
It's gone.
Cheaper option.
He has a point. But like The Rise of Skywalker, Chris, you genuinely liked
it. I genuinely liked it. Yeah, yeah. I've only seen it the once, but I walked out going, you know what? That was a good fucking Star Wars movie.
Did it even make sense to you? Did it even fucking make sense? Like,
honestly. Yeah. Honestly, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Nah, yeah. What? Yep. Are you talking yep. about?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, look, I'm...
And this isn't drunk trick, drunk Tris corking.
No, like... Look,
drunk Chris
the
talking.
The air battle at the end was great, but like, after that...
Crunk Tris enjoyed the skies of Rywalker. Is what I'm...
No, Dio's gonna agree with me with this one. The whole Palpatine thing had no fucking, like... There's no connection to the whole other two movies.
Everybody will be introduced to me with the opening crawl.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
And who the fuck is Snoke? Like, what the fuck?
We'll find out in Mandalorian.
Oh my God.
I just want to point out, I'm at that level of drunk. I almost fell off the chair, and I'm sitting down.
You're not even sitting, you're laving,
I nearly first planted.
Yeah, okay, so for those of y'all playing at home, Chris doesn't normally drink all that much.
No, when I got up to go to the bathroom in the break, I almost didn't make it back.
Are you being legit, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. I was washing my hands. I almost had a shower. I know I'm not supposed to go have a shower.
You were
I
done.
Literally, no, my mind was like, oh, it's a shower time. So then I went to take off my shirt and I was like, wait, no. I just
please
came
don't
in
come
here
back anywhere with no shirt on. My God.
No, yeah, look, I'm at a I new mean, level.
Okay,
of drunk
let's
right
let's provide a little bit of context because we haven't spoken about it specifically in this episode. But if you listen to last week's episode, we it's a great episode. We also had Dion Gleason on and we've been
I love honey.
We've been drinking all week. But I mean essentially It's been a great
time. My battleship.
Do you have a smackerel of whiskey for me?
Oh, bother.
All right, Colin.
Christopher Robin. Smackerel.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk do we all think we are? Jesse, what are you?
Let's put a pin in that right now because I still haven't been able to provide 100% context with everything
that's going
on.
We've seen Jesse drunk and he's not.
That's
even
true.
Close.
You're not stolen from my car drunk.
This is why you've got me hosting this podcast.
This is number six, Jesse.
Have we told the story on the podcast? You know, we've been throwing up in the car.
Okay, hold on.
We'll come back to that. We'll circle back to that.
I reckon it's number six.
We'll circle back to that. Let's provide a little bit of context. Gentlemen, please.
Guys, I just want to butt in for a second here and just announce that before Jesse tells the story, I'm going to do the rest of this podcast like Freddie Mercury holding a microphone on stage.
I like that.
Yeah,
that looks great. I like that.
This is my thing now.
Don't eat the microphone.
That's fantastic.
Ew, ew, ew. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah. It's great. It's gold. That's fantastic. I love it so much. I'm going to turn your gain down.
Gain down.
Jesse, what were you saying?
Now, basically what I was saying, if you were fortunate enough to tune into our podcast last week, we fulfilled a fan's dream of essentially recording the podcast inebriated. We've all been drinking from various points of the day to come down to a certain level of blood alcohol level to make sure that we fulfilled the actual criteria of this podcast itself.
We're at home drinking on a couch, so don't worry if
on the couch. You're on the floor.
I'm on the floor.
Martin. I'm at home drinking on your couch.
There you go.
Yeah, that's not correct.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, this is in fact a safe space, but we Put your pants on. But look, at the end of the day, this is in fact a safe space, and the whole idea of this came about like a few weeks back, if you are an avid follower of the podcast itself, in the fact that we challenged our listeners to like or comment on one of our posts to ensure that we in fact recorded a podcast drunk, and that didn't come to fruition. But we decided, you know what, fuck it, we're gonna go ahead anyway, yeah. And we're gonna do this podcast drunk.
Y'all didn't comment, so we did it anyway.
Yellow 100%. Swag.
Pretty much. We had enough responses and the fact that we had three people come back to us on our stories and was like, yeah, do it. It was like, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to do it. So here we are. We're doing it right now, here and then.
And we're even more drunk than last time.
Well, exactly.
I am. I don't know about you guys.
We've been drinking for a week. So like at the end of the day.
How are you more drunk, Chris?
Because I downed the bottle of wine and now I'm mixing the whiskey, Coke, and the whiskey. I don't know whiskey ratios with mixing
Chris,
with Coke.
Yeah.
So I just
What did you do?
You didn't down a bottle of wine. You downed a bottle.
Chris
of
isn't
vino.
A drinker.
Vino. I downed the bottle of vino.
What's vino?
It's makes you. It's more.
It's like
cultured.
V. It's like V with an eno.
Yeah. No. So I am definitely more drunk than I was.
Now, just a question.
Last
just
time.
Hear me out here, lads. Mm-hmm. If we put that in a blender, can we?
Yes. He says that.
We're not putting baby Yoda in a blender.
Baby Yoda.
So how drunk are we? How drunk do you all think you are? On a ratio out of 1 to 10.
Jesse, what do you want?
Thanks for coming back to that that conversation. I'll put myself. It's somewhere between a 6 and a 7.
Wow. Okay.
I thought so.
What do you, what were you? What were you when you threw up in my car?
9. 9.
Interesting. So okay.
So I'll tell you a story, but we'll move around the table before we go to that story. But like, I'll tell you where I'm at when it comes to a 10. Go on.
Oh yeah, I've got a story. Yeah, I got a story.
I'm about a 7. I'm about a 7.
I'm
actually, you know what, Chris? I'm gonna downgrade that to an 8.
Downgrade.
And I will tell you why.
You were an 8 when you threw up.
I will
car.
Tell you why.
Okay.
I think I can believe that. Yeah,
MGZ,
yeah.
Master Shirt McGee, come at me.
Yeah, I'm about a 7 right now.
You're at a 7?
Yeah, 7.
Okay, Dion.
I reckon I'm less than Martin, so I got 6.5.
Oh, yeah, you are less than Martin. Big, I mean, that's big. Irrelevant to the conversation.
Yeah. It's surplus requirements.
They don't call you Pindig for a reason. So,
but they do.
Yeah.
I just got that.
So, Chris, where are you at?
11.
8, I reckon.
You're an 8.
You're an 8 right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
More.
Chris. Both my eyes are twitching.
Chris.
Oh, I twitch all the time. It's
Chris,
fine.
Christopher, would you say that you're a 8?
Yeah. Sorry, I apologize for the listeners for that crackly noise as well. It's a microphone issue. I apologize. So if you do hear that come through, don't think we're just shit podcasters.
It's to do with our XLR cable.
Yeah, but I think like...
Yeah, 2 more levels to go.
But I think, yeah, I imagine 10 is like blackout drunk and 9 is vomit drunk. And I don't want to get to either of those things.
No, wait. 8, right. You should be able to be like not say anything, like slur your words. Like 8 and 9 are like barely like vocabulary words.
No. You mean vocabulary.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, maybe I'm an 8. I don't know.
No, it's vocabulary.
Yeah. Vocabulary. 8 and 9, you're like just before you tip out. You know, like before you even say anything, you're like, boom, boom, whoa, 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 whoa. You're still quite vocal. So.
Yeah.
I'd say you're about a 7 or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, look.
Have you been blackout drunk before?
No, I've never blacked out from being drunk, and I have vomited from being drunk. Because it was the first time being drunk. Yeah,
right.
That's the best night then.
I thought you were taking Were you not taking like absinthe shots at some point or another?
No, he's taking
tonight.
Not tonight. Fuck me. We would not be recording this conversation.
I've had absinthe shots. Yeah, but I didn't get that drunk from.
He's me. Actually taking birth control pills, so. Yeah.
I didn't mind absinthe shots. Y'all done
ABC shots?
I think it's important while we're on the topic of going from Star Wars to alcohol consumption, only absinthe deals in absolutes.
ABC not, shots are...
Not from a Jedi.
Like, look. ABC shots are last time I remember taking them, I don't even remember taking them. That's just what I'm saying. Like it was like about a few years ago.
Is that so?
Yeah, they are so... Chris, have you ever had an ABC shot?
What's an ABC shot?
So an ABC shot is... ABC. So it's absinthe, Bacardi 141,
and
Curacao.
Curacao.
Yeah.
Curacao?
Yeah.
Right. So the three highest legal percentages of alcohol you can get in Australia.
Curacao is a liqueur, so no.
Is it not?
It's a liqueur. But it goes in there to flavor it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, we're talking about, the highest level of alcohol percentage, like, drinks you can get in Australia. So, all three of those are in the one shot.
Yeah. Three quarters in one shot.
Or is it Contro?
I think it's Contro.
But which, it still isn't that high.
I remember it taking
it. It goes into flavor.
No, but it's still pretty high. Like, it's still probably at like 30, 40%. And then we're talking about absinthe, which is 70%. Bacardi 141, which I think is at 50%.
Yeah.
Right? So then, like, the Contro comes in at like a standard kind of shot. So at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's a very high percentage of alcohol.
It goes in to flavor it.
It does.
The last time I had an ABC shot was at the Cloud.
Oh, the cloud in Brisbane. The cloud
Brisbane.
The
Cloudland?
Cloudland, sorry. Yeah.
Cloudland. Yeah, yeah, I've been Cloudland.
It cost me like fucking like $24.
I did salsa dancing at Cloudland.
Yeah, I've done that as well.
Badly. Yeah. That is so irrelevant right now.
Badly. But
ABC shot at the Cloudland in Fortitude Valley, $24. It's
what if you and I were there the same night and we didn't know it?
In the valley.
The valley.
Long before we met.
Look, it's a good chance.
You got a man.
Yeah. I was dancing with a girl, so you wouldn't notice.
I would, same.
If I can just get these two simps to be quiet.
Two girls. Two girls, actually. Yeah.
Which one's Jesse? Which one's Chris?
I don't know.
Which one? I'm just going to turn Jesse and Chris down for a second so Martin and I can have a conversation on air. But I can just ask these guys to live a bit. No, you're all up. I'm just joking. Manabar in Brisbane. Did any of you guys head to that when it was open in Fortitude Valley?
The Met.
A mana bar.
The gaming bar. I was a nerd and I still am, but it's a bar which is purely just for gamers, really. It was like they had the PlayStation, Nintendo, the Xbox.
They've changed that now.
It's gone.
Yeah.
There's a new one. It's at the top of what's the street? What's that really? I want to say CD Street.
Brunswick Street.
Actually, it might be on the other end of Brunswick. You know, like where Mystique was?
Yes.
Right? So at the top of that street, there is now a bar. I forget the name. I want to plug it so bad. But
Left or right.
I forget the name, but it is massive. Like, it is huge. There is all like old school arcade games. There is like Nintendo 64. There's general like board games and all sorts of stuff there. It's a fantastic place to go. Honestly, it's a lot of fun. I've been there once before. It's
something
a great
city.
Time.
I think it's something city.
No, it's I can't.
Not
I,
Magic I, City, is it?
It's not Magic City. Oh, no, they don't exist anymore either. Unfortunately,
that's Magic City is the term we use when a Premier League team gets 100 points. Oh. Unlike Liverpool.
That's a different podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We had a great discussion about football earlier on, but we're not going to talk about that now.
Or are we?
No. We'll lose our entire Clyde Intel.
if we haven't already.
You mean all two people are going to stop listening to this?
Come on, please.
Exactly right.
Mum, keep listening, please.
Mum,
I swear it'll get
Dad,
you.
Dad, please.
Hi, Catherine. Hi, Dad.
I can do better. I can. Actually, there's one thing.
I don't think Mum's listening.
If there's... I know it's a bit serious right now.
Yeah.
We're a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
But if there's anything you want to clarify to your parents right now, what would you say?
Ooh. Dion thought of something.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything I need to clarify.
Mum, whenever you left the house and I was punished and you used to steal the power lead from the PlayStation 2, it was a standard figure eight lead that I stole from the VCR and plugged it into the back of the PlayStation. When you went home. I was never without video games. You fool.
That's great.
Chris, I know you have something. Some white boy thing.
No.
Mine was pretty white boy.
Yeah, mine was very white boy.
When I was little, my mum used to make me and my brothers take naps with her, like during the day, just because I guess she was tired.
But that explains a lot.
But she also had to watch us. So she's like, "Well, I'm going to take a nap," which means y'all are going to take a nap as well. But obviously, we didn't want a nap, so she slept on the bed with like my littlest brother Mitchell, and me and Ben would sleep on the floor either side of the bed. But we'd communicate to each other underneath the bed. We'd spend the whole time, and like if she caught us, she'd go mad at us. But like we'd try to like be the sneakiest little motherfuckers, and we could be communicating, making our like escape plan of like how to get the fuck out of there.
Like fucking and Steve McQueen.
Yeah. I reckon like half the time this happened, we would sneak out. We would spend so long, right? It would take like a full hour for us to like sneak out because we would be so slow. Every little precise fucking movement, right? Because the second we made like a loud movement, she'd fucking nab us, like, "Hey, fucking back to sleep." Right? So we fucking took like forever like sneaking out, and we'd eventually like just sneak out and then we just go like play in the yard or something like that. And then she'd wake up and see that we're not there and she'd be furious because like, what, you know, we're not supposed to be outside playing when she was napping.
What time is this?
That really drives home that motherhood is the hardest job in the world. The hardest job in the world. Nap with me, you fucking demons.
This is like during the day.
During the day.
Yeah, I mean, like, we didn't want to nap during the day. We're kids. We wanted to go outside and play.
This is child's play right now.
You know what I mean?
This
like, she wanted to nap. And as an adult, I completely understand when she's coming. 12 o'clock? Fuck, I wouldn't mind a nap. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just saying, that's just child's play, man.
It's that, child's play. Yeah.
The hardest job in the world.
How good's a nap though?
Oh, good.
But I think she knew we snuck out. Like I said, eventually, like, she'd wake up and realize we're not there, so she'd know we did it. But it was the planning. We felt like little fucking, like, we were on a heist. Do you know what I mean? Like, we felt like we were fucking getting the fuck out of there. Yeah. We would spend so long, like, sending we're fucking free messages to each other underneath the bed, like, mouthing shit, and, like, it was a big deal.
What were you, Jesse? Your dad, did you finally say something to
look,
him?
I mean, not that he's ever going to listen to this fucking podcast, totally. But I mean...
what's his Instagram so I can tag him?
He doesn't have one.
What do you tag someone who has nothing? Nothing.
I got a few in mind.
Anyway, just as you go.
Wank. I mean, it's probably something that everyone's already been aware of. But growing up, I was homeschooled. So I did literally.
You sound so depressed.
No.
I was homeschooled.
No, look, it's not depressing at all. It's honestly been a crucial like part of my development over the years. Dion, you want to say something? Come at me.
Oh, no. As homeschooled.
100 acre wood.
Oh. 2 + 2 = my tail's gone again.
Oh. Okay, come down to your...
Oh.
I was homeschooled. It's generally all that I knew, and it's been a crucial part of my development and everything. But
development's a strong word.
What do you mean? Step sideways.
a part of all of that is obviously the fact that you kind of. Because in the method that we were homeschooled, we had to kind of be our own teachers to some degree. Like, we had supervisors and we learned like throughout like other means as well. But a lot of it was literally self-taught. So you kind of had to have a certain level of self-discipline.
I have a question.
Please.
Did you ever go to like, parties to like, you know, like when the students have parties and like, oh, you come to my party.
Did you ever have to raise your hand?
No.
Okay.
That's just something that just occurred to me just now. I was like, that's a pivotal thing in school.
Dion is raising your hand.
I'm raising my hand right now.
Just all irony.
Please.
So you said you had to be self-taught in scenarios.
Yep.
So I have a question, Jesse.
Yep.
Are you a flat earther?
Yes.
Jesse knows how to do the flat earth thing.
What do you do?
Boom.
No, I'm not.
Second question. Are you an anti-vaxxer?
No.
We talked about this the other night, though, briefly, though, that's funnily enough.
Oh, it came up in conversation, but no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm definitely pro-choice when it comes to vaccinations, though.
I just want to revert back about 10 seconds ago. I just think that even though I do agree it's stupid, I think we give flat earthers way too much flack to what they should be. I mean, it's not harming anyone. I agree it's stupid to think the earth's flat. What fucking damage is it really doing just let them think it's flat?
That's true.
I mean, it's just like, you're an idiot to think the earth's flat, but let them have their fun. Like, fucking whatever.
It's an interesting point. Like, we watched a documentary probably, 12 months ago now when it comes to, like, flat earthers.
It's the best.
It's fantastic. You know, fantastic.
Let them have their fun. Seriously.
Well, exactly right. Like, and you listen to their theories and you kind of go, I can understand how you think that's logical.
You?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, you kind of go, Interesting.
Yeah, like, I mean, if these idiots paid attention, see, Star Wars is set in a galaxy a long time ago, far, far away. And correct. Fucking Tatooine's round. Like, don't these idiots learn anything from George Lucas?
No.
The planet's moons. Round. They're not flat. It was two a moons. Long time ago in a galaxy far, yeah. far away. It wasn't next week.
I can understand this two week. I can understand two moons.
What? Is he talking about Tatooine? Because I hate to pull him up, but it's two sons.
But there's okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, which one's Jesse again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, hello, welcome to the Boys Podcast with Chris Martin and Dion. Jesse's mic's been turned down because he botched the fact that Tatooine.
He's supposed to be the Star Wars fan.
He is.
He's out of jail. Okay, he's out of good man jail.
Okay.
I'm actually going to call.
They were setting. I understand.
Yeah, I'm actually going to call. I think Dion knows more Star Wars than Jesse does.
I don't deny that.
I'm going to respectfully agree with Martin. due to the fact, I've been reading a lot of the Marvel comics that have been done by. Since Disney, so Disney owned Marvel, obviously. So you
couldn't live with your own failure. Where did that bring you?
Back to Disney. Right. Oh no, I'm back to Disney again.
I want to cross over where it's like a Thanos versus 100 Acre Wood.
And
seriously, let's just ask the real questions here, cunts. Who would win, Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet? But Winnie the Pooh, but we've told Pooh that Thanos has stole the universe's supply of honey, and they're both bloodlusted.
I think Piglet will win.
Piglet.
Piglet. Oh, bother.
Oh, dear.
Don't underestimate Piglet now.
Okay, here's a real one for you. So, okay, a little bit less unrealistic than... still very unrealistic, but a little bit more less unrealistic than Pooh versus Thanos. Predator...
Right.
Listen to me.
I love Predator.
Versus, and just hold your applause, Kevin McAllister. But.
Yes. But. Yes, 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 yes.
Predator picks the location of the games. Kevin gets 24-hour prep time.
Kevin.
Oh, I think all Kevin. Kevin. Yeah. I really genuinely think Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. 100% McAllister on that one. Yeah. Because Merv and his old mate got fucked up.
You gotta explain to me who the hell is McAllister.
What? McAllister? Home Alone.
Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Now Kevin from Home Alone is taking Predator with 24-hour prep time.
With what's her name? I totally forget her name. Who plays Moira now?
Yeah, play Moira.
On Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
The mom.
Jocelyn.
Okay. Kevin McAllister, Predator. Yeah, Kevin would win for sure.
Honestly, like minute for minute when they land, Predator's got that. But 24-hour prep time, well, Predator has to wait, you know, in the green room. I reckon Kevin's taking it.
In the green room. So it's like a MasterChef relay challenge.
Just twiddling his thumbs, reading a magazine, reading Vogue. Wondering about Harry Styles' dress situation.
I love how people are like, Harry Styles did this, One Direction's gay. One Direction's always been fucking gay. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
you gotta have to shut up because Jesse's a big One Direction fan.
Jesse, NSYNC will fuck off. Jesse. Are you trying to tell me? You shut the fuck quiet. Are you trying to tell me that this Sims favorite boy band is not NSYNC?
No, he's a 2000s boy band.
Bye.
If it's not One Direction, it's Taylor Swift.
I think
Taylor Swift is not a boy band.
No,
I was gonna say if it's not 1D, it's Justin B.
No, Taylor Swift is bigger fan.
NSYNC?
No, I don't know if he is.
Fuck off.
No.
If you had to choose between Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift.
He would fuck Taylor Swift, not BB.
I feel like he'd fuck Justin Bieber.
He would fuck Taylor Swift over BB. That's pretty gay, man. Yeah.
I'm a Swifty for life. That's where it's
so
at.
So if you could only listen to one of their musics ever.
Musics.
For the rest of your life.
What a question.
Who would you choose, Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift?
K-Kwan.
What a question.
I'm still trying to flame Jesse here. Give me a minute, guys. Give me a minute.
Tips.
I I'm trying to go through like.
Wow, this is fucking, really stumped.
No, I'm trying to go through their set list right now.
This is the set list. This is the hardest question.
I'm trying to go through all the songs they didn't write themselves.
Bieber or Swift? Okay, so it shouldn't be a hard decision.
So Taylor Swift or Bieber? Taylor Swift wrote a majority of her own songs.
You mean she wrote two lines of the lyrics while 40-year-old white?
If you had to do Bieber or Swift,
honestly, Taylor.
Your question is if you had to do Bieber or Swift. And you're
okay, so I'm getting asked 14 different questions at this point.
Hang on, I want to butt in one more time. Question. And I want to amalgamate.
Same question.
I want to amalgamate two questions I've heard. I think Martin said, would you have a crack at Taylor's Bieber?
Yeah. Or when a Swift.
When you put it that way.
Yeah. Bieber
Justin,
or Swift?
Justin, obviously. No. Look.
He's still thinking about
Wow.
Wow!
I think look, I'll have to go with Taylor.
If you had a crack,
hang on,
Swift.
Whoa! He redeemed himself. Taylor Hanson.
What an artist.
Taylor Lautner.
Hey, what was the
name?
What an artist? Yeah, it was Hanson. What the fuck did I have to think?
Genuinely, would you say Taylor Hanson? Taylor Henderson.
Hanson.
Oh no! Wow, I just
who the hell is Taylor Henderson?
Umbop.
Taylor Henderson is an incredible artist. Shout out to Taylor Henderson.
Isn't it Hanson?
Mbop. Mbop.
Mbop. Yeah, Hanson.
Who's
Henderson?
Who's Henderson?
Mbop. Taylor Henderson.
Who's Taylor Henderson? Name a song.
So he was a contestant on X Factor here in Australia.
Contestant. No. Not a singer.
But he's done a few albums since, and he's on genuinely, he's a fantastic artist.
I've never heard the name Taylor Henderson.
Guys, genuinely, I think we can get Taylor Jesse to back himself into a big corner by the end of this podcast, and we just push through.
How is that different to any other podcast? Not that you've listened.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Do you think that Angus Young is the greatest guitarist of all time?
Do you know who Angus Young is?
I don't know who Angus Sampson is.
You don't know who Angus Young is?
You don't know who Angus Young is?
The comedian.
I know what Angus Beef is.
You know Angus Young.
Angus B.
Angus Young, AC/DC.
I think we need order revokes.
I'm just remembering it's coming back to me.
It is really offensive.
You don't like Angus.
It's really offensive. He doesn't know the English-born guitarist that got famous in Australia.
Whoa!
You don't like AC/DC,
gentlemen. Before this gets out of hand, it's not that I don't like AC/DC.
Just that I don't want them to be alive anymore.
It's not music that I listen to.
Listen
to me.
I'm Asian. I love AC/DC.
I love Donald Duck. I really genuinely do.
That's not even the same.
Franz-struck.
No. What?
No. Look, I genuinely enjoy AC/DC for those incredible moments, like, you know, Thunderstruck and other songs.
Name another song. There's at least
26. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've found the Achilles heel of this podcast. Even the child's agreeing. Even the fucking child was nodding.
No, just because you move the table doesn't mean that those nods count.
Can you name at least one other AC/DC song?
Yeah.
What?
Highway to Hell.
Okay.
I'm not completely ignorant here. Like, come on.
Can you see it? I'm just saying.
I knew a flat earther wouldn't listen to AC/DC. I just knew it. This is what happens when you get homeschooled, kids. You don't know about AC/DC. Don't get homeschooled.
No.
Do you want to grow up listening?
I actually think that your dad might be into AC/DC.
Shout out to John.
Does John listen to AC/DC?
My dad has a very broad.
I feel like your dad would.
Yeah, no, he loves music and all sorts of things. And look, and that's genuinely passed on to me. Like, I don't dislike AC/DC. I just don't listen to AC/DC. You know? I don't know who they are.
You don't know who they are.
No, I don't. I know who Akadaka are. I just don't know.
He said Akadaka. He's redeemed himself. But I still want to use an analogy to attempt to flame Jesse, despite the fact he's created some sort of immunity to it with his Akadaka. So, like saying, like, I've
let's floor everything.
I've heard of AC/DC. I've heard of music, but I haven't heard of AC/DC. He's like, oh, I've heard of breathing, but no, I haven't heard of oxygen before. I don't know about this oxygen thing that people go on about.
I'm sorry.
No, okay. No, I totally understand. Look, I mean, listen. I mean,
look, I made it.
I've
heard of Star Wars, but not Darth Vader. Like, who's that?
Who?
Exactly.
Eeyore, I am your tail.
I don't like listen to AC/DC recreationally.
What does that mean?
Like, that means that you're disturbed.
You don't listen to them while you're jogging. You don't listen to them while you're
jogging. I don't
think
he listens to Disturbed either.
Actually, you know how we're right on the last podcast, I can tell
you on good faith that that's not the case.
Well, last podcast, Chris and I had a hard-on for Mark Tremonti from Creed and Alterbridge, and we're talking about this and that, and if he didn't play for Creed, he would be such sucked off as a guitarist. Fucking Dan Donegan from Disturbed, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. If he didn't play
that's
for
not,
Disturbed,
that's another good one. Yeah,
people
yeah.
will be all over that shit like yeah, a rash.
That's
like
true.
A rash, mate.
I did. My teen years consisted of a lot of Disturbed music.
Yeah. Have you heard Disturbed's greatest hit?
Oh, wow.
Yum, no. Wow.
What's his name? David Draim? Is it
Draymond?
Something like that.
That's interesting.
Okay, no, let's just go around. Okay, top five bands at the top of your head, starting with Jesse, going from his horseshoe to me to Chris Martin after Jesse. Go. Top five bands. On the spot. Go.
Whoa. Top five bands. Okay,
So bands or like solo
artists?
Solo artists?
Yeah.
Solo artists?
Now, I'm on the spot too.
Both. Top five.
So, bands top five. Or musicians, musical okay, yeah. labels.
Top five. Okay.
We're showing diversity here with two bogans and two people.
That's fair.
Look, it's a great question. For me, Neo, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, so was that two? Am I being smart? Was that two or one?
Two.
That's so Neo.
Neo
is an artist.
You don't know Neo?
No, I know Ed Sheeran.
Right. So Ed Sheeran.
Well, yeah. Neo. And then
no, I'm kidding.
Neo, Ed Sheeran. I grew up listening to Elvis Presley, so I'm going to say Elvis Presley.
That's good, but you're on the spot, so hurry the fuck up before we five. You're on the spot.
This is hard because I listen to a lot of music. Oh, there it is.
You're on the spot. You're on the spot. Hurry up. Hurry up.
So that's three. So,
Back
in
black!
No.
Definitely not.
Genuinely, I will not put those people in my top. So I'm just going to go to like regular played artists as far as like where my favorites are.
Quickly.
Taylor Swift yep. and Usher.
Four. Okay, Martin, five. Quick. All quicker right. than Jesse.
Okay, I'm going to be... even though I'm Asian, I'm a little bit more white. My favorite band is Linkin Park.
Yeah, nice one. Good one.
I do love Usher, and I will go with... fuck, it's hard. There's so many.
I've got like
20
bands.
Same. Am I good, yeah?
20 bands?
Okay, go. So was it Linkin Park, Usher? That's
Usher,
two.
I would go with, I'm a DJ, I love DJ, so I love Dirty South.
It's a three.
David Guetta.
Four.
And I would go with Beyonce.
Okay, I'm going to try and show these cunts how it's done, like a fucking drive-by hit, motherfuckers. Okay, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. I'll only have to go on the top ones. There's a band from the US called Iced Earth. I love this thrash metal band from the United States called Overkill. I'm going to have to go with this German power metal band called Blind Guardian. That's my top five. Ooh. It'll change. It'll change on any given day you ask me.
Dion, could you be any more stereotypical?
I also like to kill small kittens. is that more stereotypical?
No, that's even deeper. Don't
fuck with cats.
Don't fuck with cats. That is even deeper into your stereotype. I couldn't say anything.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I just assume that's like because by the sounds of it, it sounded like I was like a red flag school shooter for you. So I'm assuming school shooters.
I don't know how we're friends. I don't know how we're so close.
What's a school shooter?
People don't know because schools were shut for most of 2020 with COVID, so no one really knows what school shooting is.
Everyone's been homeschooled.
Chris, top five. Go.
Need to Breathe, Shinedown, Alter Bridge. Bon Jovi, Queen.
Someone just hold the press. Tell my mother, tell my father that Chris likes Shinedown.
I do. Yeah. I do. Shinedown is my top one. Yeah.
Tells Jesse and my mother and my father that who the fuck is Shinedown?
Those are lyrics. Those are lyrics from one of their famous songs.
That's what the sun did.
Yeah.
The sun went Shinedown.
Tell my mother, tell my
now,
father.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
I
know that song.
Isn't that Papa Roach?
The best
I can. No.
I thought that was Daughtry.
No. Daughtry?
Yeah.
I just realized I didn't say Daughtry.
Daughtry. Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry.
Owes his entire career to Shinedown. He's said that on record.
So he's the lead singer of Shinedown.
No, he wishes.
Oh.
He literally bases all his music from Shinedown. Like he's like the biggest Shinedown fan. He sung a Shinedown song on American Idol in one of his things. And yeah, he said on record that he owes his career to like Shinedown.
Who said Papa Roach?
MJ did.
14-year-old Dion would be jizzing in his pants.
Oh, Papa Roach.
14-year-old
me was Metallica and Papa Roach.
14-year-old Chris.
And I don't know why.
Was also big on Papa Roach.
Yeah,
as well.
How good is Papa Roach?
To be fair, last year Chris was listening to a lot of new Papa Roach as well, going,
there's new Papa Roach?
There's new Papa Roach.
There's
new Papa Roach. And you know what? It's not bad. It's actually not bad.
Is it quite 90s?
Is it good size?
It's not the same style as early 2000s Papa Roach.
Yeah.
It's a bit more like they mix hip hop in with like what Papa Roach was doing back then, but it's interesting actually. Oh, Jesse, you would know one of the Raw songs, Born for Greatness. Was Papa Roach.
Of course.
Yeah. You have no idea.
I feel like I want to be loved. Last year they used it.
Oh, there was a new. Okay. I was thinking, I want to be loved or whatever it was called.
No, that one. That was back in the day. Yeah.
Can we just go back to the fact.
I just want to be loved.
When I used to watch War is War, the intro song was like written by guys from Sabotage and Anthrax and Typo Negative. And it was like this super group. And then it's like Union Underground, which is cool. Then it's like Papa Roach. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I can sort of get behind Papa Roach. And then it gets to Nickelback. And I'm like, oh, Nickelback's funny, I suppose. And then it's like Kendrick Lamar.
They got NF. NF is singing the current theme song.
Who the
as
fuck
well.
Is NF?
I didn't Am know, I really I didn't know NF until recently as well. Now I've only stumbled across into NF thanks to this. It's a rap
He's got
artist.
Some good shit.
He actually does have some good shit, though. Yeah,
now, you
yeah.
see, Vince needs to die and Triple H needs to be in charge. And then we can have like fucking, you know, Priest and like.
It's only a matter of time.
Maiden. Yeah, it's like.
It's only a matter of time.
It's a matter of time. If Vince can just take a swim late at night, we can sort this whole affair out really neatly. And then we can have, you know.
We can
have Anthrax and Exodus doing Raw themes again.
With all due respect to Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
I'm listening. He just addressed him as the full name. We're in serious territory right now.
Full man. Full name, rather.
Yes. Yeah.
He has done wonderful things for the business itself.
Oh, right. Yeah. Pioneer. So, with that said, please retire.
I'm going to cry like a baby the day he dies.
No, exactly. It's one of those things where you go, you're coming to an end, and I want to appreciate what you have done for the business so far.
Not only that, I also feel like it's a double-edged sword because I feel like the day, say, Triple H does take over, people are still going to complain no matter what. Wrestling fans are just going to complain about everything. You're going to get those people, that are going to be like, oh, man, I miss a good Vince storyline where someone gets fucking, you know.
Raped by their stepfather.
someone gets blown up in a limo.
With a Simon Dean.
Yes, exactly. A Vince touch.
This McMahon guy, is this Is he
this
die?
McMahon guy?
Is he dying?
Okay, to bring up Martin to speed.
He's old.
Like, I know he's the owner of like the wrestling thing, but is he dying? What's going on?
He's just old. He's what, 70? Late 70s?
Now, we can talk about this without spoilers because it's been a few weeks since it's aired. So, you know Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 4, which is Chapter 12.
Sasha Banks.
You know how they're... That was 11, you what? Simp. That was... So
What are you talking about?
12. So season 2, episode 4. Yeah. So you know how they're extracting like the child's blood, number 4, sensitive beings' yes. blood. Rumor has it that was based on Vince McMahon's real life as to how they're keeping him alive.
I would not be surprised.
But Vince McMahon.
Disney can freeze himself. Vince is next.
Somebody grab that Ken Shamrock's butt. Damn it, I'm Vince McMahon. I want to stay alive.
I'm just trying to connect to our listeners who are not.
Yes.
So
if anyone is not aware,
who the fuck is Vince McMahon?
Vincent Kennedy McMahon is the owner of the WWE, the creator of pro wrestling as we know it.
I'm outnumbered here.
But he's also very, he's look, age is getting on, you know, he's late 70s, he's, you know.
Would you say he's age is getting on?
I was watching, when you were watching, was it the Survivor thing?
Survivor Series, yep.
The wrestling thing.
Yep.
And Vince McMahon was pronouncing...
you saw him. He was the Undertaker's retirement
I know the Undertaker.
He got a bit sad. Yeah. He got a bit welled up.
I don't know him, but I respect the fact that he did 30 years of wrestling. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Plus.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 30 plus.
But Vince McMahon, he sounded like he was fucking dying. He was Undertaker, and his voice was like cracking out.
Now, to tie in Star Wars and wrestling, which has been two central themes to this podcast, what I'm hearing Martin is that Vince McMahon, by his phonetic sound, was General Grievous for some reason.
Yeah. It was General Grievous.
General Grievous.
It was definitely him.
So, okay, look, guys, we've spoken about a lot on this podcast, right? But I feel like one thing we haven't kind of spoken about enough is some drunk stories. So, Dion, your ears pricked up when we mentioned a story earlier. So I want to come back to a story about you being drunk, and then we're going to tell one about Jesse.
I'm going to give the abridged.
We don't need to tell anything about.
I'm going to seriously give the abridged version of this, so it doesn't sound like I'm bragging. It's more so. Listen, you dumb
I have
young
many.
Cunts. You dumb young cunts, don't do this. So I have many stories I could tell when I was drunk overseas. For example, Chris Jericho and I romantically fondled our own junk and staring at each other. And there were other ones. There's plenty involving quote unquote household names in the same vicinity. But the one I'm going to cite is for don't be like me reasons. is I was 18. I was visiting a mate at university in Geelong in the suburb called Warren Ponds, which was fuck Geelong, right? Yeah, blat. And that's all you've done. So I was visiting a mate for his 19th birthday, and we've gone up, and they swear it wasn't as long as what I say, but I was drinking the shit, so I reckon it was as quick as what I say it was. We went to the Thirsty Camel bottle shop across the road from the university.
And again,
I'm not fucking bragging. I'm not even winking at the boys when I say this. Do not do what I did. I got a 700ml bottle of Southern Comfort at the time. I still can't stand the fucking smell
Southern
of the shit.
Comfort.
So I still Southern cannot Comfort. Stand the smell of the shit.
Easy to drink,
and
though.
They reckon this bottle was vanished in more or less 40 minutes, but I swear in 20 minutes I had that bottle fucking gone.
Gone. This is like gone. a 700 mil bottle?
Yeah, so
talking about
700
or?
Mil.
Okay, yep.
So like 16, 17 standard drinks. Just I reckon in about 20 minutes. This is not a brag story. This is, I remember about an hour after I finished my final sip, and then they're like, hey, remember how you did this? And I'm like, nope. apparently I was on my phone to one of my mates from my hometown. And like, excuse me one second. And then
projectile.
I remember walking down some steps, very, very, every fifth frame. And then fade to black. And then wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, still blind drunk.
Wow. Like,
do not do what I did. I am telling someone for a sheltered fucking psychopath like, you know, Jesse, who was homeschooled, don't do what I did. Don't do what I did at Southern Comfort. Don't drink a whole bottle of fucking, what is it, Kentucky Diesel. Don't drink Kentucky Diesel in 20-something minutes, because you will fade to black going down some stairs, knowing, going to fuck knows who where, and then wake up in a pile of your own drool at 4 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, 10 minutes has passed. Can we go out and drink?
But lucky enough, you're a stuntman and you know how to fall down.
I was 18 and probably weighing less than you, man. Like, I was fucking... Woof.
Yeah, you had the foundations.
Yeah, I was... I was gone. I'm going to go ahead and nominate... I neck nominate Chris. He's to my left.
To fall down the stairs.
I neck nominate Chris to fall down the stairs. Like, Chris, what you doing?
It's a good thing we live in an apartment.
I just say, well, my actually, story's
I
about...
I would love to see that.
To see what?
Chris, fall down the stairs.
Let's go outside now. MJ, grab the camera.
No, I'll do a stair fall.
But seriously, one more time. Don't do what I fucking did.
A stair fall is going to be I'll do a stair fall.
Nah.
Chris,
If it's about me, like, so the only other time I can think of is schoolies is when I got drunk on cruises and then had a beer, and the beer did not sit well with the cruises, and I projectile vomited a blue vomit all over my mate's tent. The story I actually want to tell is about Jesse, though. It's about him being drunk. So we can tell the story together, Jesse, because you were there.
You're welcome to, but this is not my most drunken story. But by
it's
least.
Not your most drunken. No. Have I heard your most drunken story? Is it the one I'm thinking of? About yeah, it is, isn't it? It's
about
the one.
Which one?
It's about the sink. About the sorry the drain in the
what
hotel.
What drain?
The bath.
No.
Carry on. Oh, you know the one where he flooded the hotel room?
Oh yeah.
No, I'm talking about the one where Jesse threw up in my car, because that's the one I was there for. So
yeah.
So for our listeners, I don't think we've spoken about this on the podcast before, but one night we all went out, we had a good time. Jesse had a bit too much to drink. We went out. We ended up back at this girl's house.
We don't need to. Say.
I won't mention any more than that.
Whose apartment?
No. Just some girl. That's all they need to know. Yeah. And we were outside on the patio, and Jesse projectile vomited on the patio. So we took that as our cue to leave. While they started cleaning up Jesse's vomit, we were like, let's get the fuck out of here. So we got in the car, we're driving along, and we stop at some traffic lights. And then all of a sudden, Jesse starts vomiting. Now, bless him, he caught most of it. Because he was able to open the door and he vomited outside the car for the most part, a little bit on the door, but that's fine. I don't blame him for this, by the way. I just want to point this out. There's no hostile feelings toward this. So if anything, I thought this was a fucking hilarious moment that I get to tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
So he opens the door and he's vomiting. And now look, there's no cars behind me. So I'm just, the light turned green and I'm like, oh fuck it. I'll just let him finish vomiting. Then a car starts coming up behind me and I can see it in the rearview mirror. So I thought, oh, fuck, I've got to go. So I slam my foot down on the accelerator. Now, Jesse's got the door wide open and he's leaning out the car fucking mid-vomit. And as I slam my foot on the accelerator, obviously the car takes off and the door flings back and in the head as he's mid-vomit, knocking him back into the car.
That is the first and probably the only time I've seen you vomit.
I laughed so hard.
For the record, that's going to be the last time you'll see me vomit.
You reckon?
And for the record, that was like, what, 2 years ago? And I have not seen you vomit.
That's brave words coming from someone I just slipped Ipecac in their whiskey this week.
What's Ipecac?
It makes you vomit.
It makes you
vomit.
It's a whole situation.
It's like laxative, but for your mouth.
Oh.
It was a long time ago.
In a galaxy, wow, wow, way.
Yeah, no diggity, no doubt. it was like a while back. Was it 2 years ago?
It's probably about 2 years ago.
I don't know about you boys, but what is one drink that makes you just go,
alcohol.
Soko.
like sometimes I'll
Jack
have
Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Like sometimes tequila for me is just go.
Why not a cup of Java juice?
Like, what is one thing that makes you just go like dry rage? Like,
Soko. So
it's white wine for you, isn't it, Jesse? That's what gets you like vomit drunk, isn't it?
No, not vomit drunk. I like... If I drink white wine, I will definitely know about it the next day.
You're working tomorrow, right? Okay.
Yeah, I am. No, like if I drink white wine, I definitely know about it the next day. But like, it's not to the point of like being like PTSD, like I'm like fucked off my mind sort of like situation. It's just, I think it's the preservatives that they use in white wine. So like at the end of the day, well, not the end of the day, but the next day, I'm just like
antifreeze.
I'll know.
Battery acid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cyanide.
I don't want to signal anyone out, but yeah.
So what's your most drunken story then? If it's not the one I'm thinking of where you flooded the hotel room.
Look, I've got a few.
What about last night where he raped the toy child?
I don't even think he was drunk for that.
not baby.
Oh man, I got
nobody puts Baby Yoda in the corner. Except for Jesse.
No one puts Baby Yoda in the corner. Look, I've got a
What's that one that made you laugh?
I've got a bunch of drunken stories, but I mean, I
spit it out.
Yeah. Well, look, a lot of them involve that.
Without the women.
So okay. So let's involve one of those stories. So I can't even remember what occasion it was necessarily, but like we're out drinking at someone's house, and like my mate brought like a bottle of Jack, and it was like a full bottle of Jack. There wasn't anything left of it by the end of the night, but we ended up sort of passing out on the street, waiting for our taxi to turn up to take us out to where we were going. And there's photo evidence of this actually in my 21st like album, and you can see that for those of you who live here.
Plus one.
Yeah. Plus one. Yeah, Dion, you can have a look at this as well. Anyway, we're waiting for the maxi to turn up. We jumped inside the maxi, and we went to our destination, which wasn't all that far away from where we were passed out on the street. And as we rolled up to the destination and the maxi cab opens the door, I was like, at this point in which I passed out and both like sort of came to, in the sense that as the maxi cab opened up, I threw up in like onto the girl that was in front of me. It was a friend of ours. Like there was
not anymore.
Yeah. No.
But, do it. Do
it. I threw up on her and myself, and we got out of the taxi, and I don't know if anyone actually had to pay for any damages as far as the taxi was concerned, but...
usually you do.
Yeah, look, it was on her and on me, so I don't know how much of that actually got into the maxi itself, because it was literally as the door was opening, so it was her, me, out. So, like, people, like, grabbed... like tree branches of like the trees that were around us and was like cleaning me up and cleaning everyone up. So we managed to get into the club, no problem. No one asked any fucking questions, but I was still so fucked that I was like, I can't do this. I can't stand. I can't dance. I can't do anything. So I left the club to like find water because at that point, all you need is water. And then I ended up like underneath a tree, like down the street, and like coming to at some point with a bunch of missed calls and text messages and stuff. And I remember waking up with police surrounding me, and and they were like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah." No, I'm just waiting for a mate.
Of course.
And I said it was before it was cool, to be fair. And I don't know how long time passed, but I eventually ended up back into the club and catching up with everyone and like Jesus. That was going on inside. What the fuck?
What the fuck kind of bounce I let you back in the club?
I know. And
I would be kicked out for like.
Yeah.
No more.
Look, I know what's going on. I know how to pretend that I don't look as drunk as I do. But.
Because you're half white.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. But I got back into the club, no problem. And we definitely left soon after that. But that's just one of the stories. I have a few.
MJ, what about you?
All right, okay. Are we talking about drunk stories or high stories? What are we talking about?
Drunk.
Either, whatever's funnier.
Let's keep it drunk.
Keep the theme going. Yeah. Keep
drunk. Drunk's always train wreck, Messi. So go drunk.
All right, drunk. Okay. This is one of many. Okay, so I was drinking with my mates, and they were like, a quick story. We're going into a club, and they're like, "Hey, man," I was like a little bit tipsy, or maybe. Okay, way too drunk. And then they were like, the bouncer was like, "Hey, man, how much you had to drink?" I was like, "Nah, not for much, man." And then literally that split second, I was like, and he's like, "Get the fuck out." Anyway.
That'll do it.
That's one story. I don't do much. What was it? Another drunk story. All the rest are all high stories. But anyway, there was this time where DM, what are you doing? This weirdly one time. I was with this, let's say date. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going in Brisbane, Oxford Street. We're going into the pub, and just about before we're going in, some random guy came up to us like, "Hey man, I would pay you $500 if you give me a lift to the Gold Coast."
What?
And I was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Okay."
You can catch the rest of that story on Underbelly Gold Coast.
On Cops.
hypothetically, if someone asked you that, which they didn't, but if they did, would have you driven them to the Gold Coast?
Did happen, and I took the money.
Hypothetically.
Did they pay?
Huh?
They paid up. Up front or at the end?
I was very skeptical. Like,
I would have got paid up front.
I asked questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's like, no, bro, I got this mad chick in the Gold Coast, and I really need to fuck her. I'm like, okay, man.
I understand.
And I understand, man. I had a date too. And I was like,
were you the driver?
I'll give you $500. He was like, "I'll give you $500." Like, legit. He showed me the fucking money. All right, let's go. I was kind of tipsy by myself right now at the moment. I was
kind of.
Yeah, I look. I was. Yeah. Anyway, I was in Brisbane, and I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna give myself to fucking Gold Coast." For $500. Okay. So anyway, I took him there. We eventually got there, and I dropped him off, and he actually paid me. I was like, "Oh, he fucking paid me." Anyway, it was fucking 9 o'clock at night, and me and my date were like just chilling, and we're like, "Fuck, we got $500. Let's just like ball out." And And then we're like, okay, and then we had a great night, and went to Shooters, and we went to fucking
great club.
Wow. And you knew what happened to Shooters.
Did you stay in the Gold Coast and get wasted, or did you go back to Brisbane?
with the money we spent at the Gold Coast, and we, yeah, yeah.
He ended up at Malibu's.
Yeah, yeah. May or may not have had, we went to Malibu's and
cocktails
Malibu's.
Cocktails and drinks.
And we used the $500, and like, and then we went to the hotel, like, we're backpackers, and we're like, fucking, yeah, look, we've got some money left, and we just pay for it.
Yeah, son.
And yeah, it was one of the best nights.
Fuck yeah.
Best nights, but... I would never see that shit again.
I have a question for Martin.
What?
Were you using a urinal at any point in the night, and did Chris Jericho wander in holding his junk?
With a great goose bottle. With a great goose bottle.
You know, yeah, funny enough, it was just Chris Jericho.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like, the whole time.
I feel so shown up right now.
Yeah. No.
And Tom Ballard too, is what he said as well.
Yeah, it's from the Thriving Metropolis Warner. I'm just gonna go ahead, and now that his name dropped, Tom Ballard. So you're going to go and name drop some celebrities from Warner Bros. So we've got Tom Ballard, Dave Hughes, who we can't forget.
Who's done
some shit. The Airborne Boys.
Because none of my high school friends actually listened to this. the actual date was Sharon. If they know who that is, whoever's high school friends listening, you know who it is.
No doubt.
Sharon from Fat Pizza.
It actually happened. She'll probably deny it, but it actually happened. I was there, and she lives here in Sydney. Maybe I should give her a visit. Ooh. But anyway,
I think you should.
It was a fun night.
Maybe you should.
I think you should.
Even if she denies it, it was a fun night.
I believe I have about 10 seconds to finish name dropping Warner.
Yeah.
So there's the O'Keefe boys from Airborne, which I need to drop. Fucking AFL players Jordan Lewis, Jonathan Brown. Now, what I just is a piece of trivia, Jesse.
I'm listening.
Hold that volume up.
I'm listening.
Now, between Warrnambool's three favourite sons, Jordan Lewis, Jonathan Brown, and Deion Gleeson, we have won 7 AFL Premiership medals between the three of us.
Wow.
Seven.
If I cared about AFL, I would be so impressed.
Between the three of us, Jesse, 7 AFL Premiership medallions. Wow. That's impressive for the three of us.
What's it, AFL?
I don't doubt it.
That.
I do not doubt it.
Hey, I pulled a magic trick on the last podcast. I'm going to do it real quick again before we cut. Whoops.
You have 3 Brisbaneites here who do not give a fuck about AFL.
Look, to be fair, I wouldn't say I don't give a fuck about AFL. I played AFL in school for a little while. No. I played in school, primary school, and I actually really enjoyed it. And I was like, fuck, this is actually really fun.
You enjoyed playing AFL, just like you enjoy playing cricket, but you don't actually play it.
Says the country that's only good at basketball.
A guy at work tonight who's like, hey, I was watching the cricket today. And he's like, were you in a Dettol commercial? I was like,
oh,
I was like, Chris, dude, is on the commercial's Chris. Out. I'll listen to that later.
Dettol,
congratulations. Going back.
Commercial.
Just really quickly,
continue.
I got pinged for a Chemist Warehouse commercial. You got pinged for a Dettol commercial.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Which is even more humiliating than Dettol.
That's great.
Because Trump didn't be like, maybe we can inject Chemist Warehouse with the people. That's really good. And it's tremendous. It's a tremendous cure. Chemist Warehouse, incredible, amazing, best chemist. He plugged Dettol.
Fuck, he did. I forgot about that.
But he didn't plug
Chemist Warehouse. He plugged that you inject it in your body. Like, what the fuck?
Well, Martin, unless you can present flat earth evidence like Jesse has here, I want to hear it.
Fair enough. But congratulations, Chris,
thank you.
Cricket.
100%. Congrats to
Deion on his Warrnambool medallions.
Yeah, Jonathan Brown, Jordan Lewis, Deion Gleeson, 7 AFL Premiership medals between the three of us. If the other two were lifting their game, it could have been more. Laters!
Without question. So thank you, everyone, for that insight. That was fantastic. But look, at the end of the day, that's not my phone. But thank you guys so much for joining us for once more for our 1 week drunk podcast. The whole week. My God, what a situation. Woo! We've all been out here. We've all been doing it. It's been a great time. We've had Deion Gleeson again.
Gleeson.
Poor little diamonds.
There it is. And
quack, quack.
Without question, it's been 4 little diamonds from the Electric Light Orchestra.
For simpletons like you, it's ELO.
Don't pretend you know who that is.
I don't know what's going on. It's my first day. I apologize profusely. There's nothing to plug other than the fact that we are in fact hashtag Actors Live. So make sure you follow us on all of the social media platforms. #actors.life.
Why are you yelling?
Is this our last podcast for the year?
No, it's not.
No?
No.
Did somebody say part three?
I thought it was.
Did somebody say part
Merry Christmas,
three?
Everybody!
That oh no, that it's was, the no. last podcast of the year.
That was Santa, that was Eeyore. There's also Chris, who has his own impersonation of himself.
This is Chris.
Oh no, I'm Chris. I got my own impersonation of myself.
That's essentially what it is. And if you would like to follow Chris, who has his own impersonations and other things on social media, that is in fact Chris _charterboat. For those of you playing at home, make sure you follow him on social media. Make sure you follow. Very special guest. We love him. We are so thankful that he could join us here at the James E. Ball and B&B, and in fact, hashtag Actors Life. It's Dion Gleason.
But Matt Hardy would say the boat of charters.
The mower of lawns. The mower of lawns. Delete that last post. It is in fact
a dilapidated boat.
It's Martin MJ. Hey! Make sure you follow him on all of your social media platforms. Martin JS Reyes. Make sure you follow myself, Jesse.
A rich bitch!
Thank you so much, Dion. That's Dion Gleason. Make sure you follow him at Green Blood Cell on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow me. It's Jesse Dingo. Make sure you go check out Arthur Productions, who in fact is the incredible producers and sponsors that house us here at the James E. Bull and B&B. So arc.us, AUS Productions. Make sure you go follow those guys. They are fantastic. But at the end of the day, make sure you continue to follow the Four Little Diamonds of ELO or Electric Light Orchestra. All of us here at the JMC Ball and B&B, hashtag Actors Life, Arc Productions. Make sure you stay well. Keep it real, keep it raw, most definitely organic. We love you. Thank you so much. Mad love.
Hey, Ray. Here we go again.
Four little diamonds. Boom, boom.
Did he just say?